Welcome to Judd's New England Journal, the rather curious monthly musings of Judson Hale, the editor-in-chief of Yankee Magazine, published in Dublin, New Hampshire. The best of New England, plus a worst. Some would probably describe my list of bests as downright odd. If I were to compile a list of what I consider to be New England's best, I wouldn't include many restaurants, resorts, specialty boutiques, museums, country fairs, and the like. Those things change too quickly, and besides, the current September issue of Yankee Magazine, celebrating its 70th anniversary in grand style, is devoted to that sort of current, useful, practical stuff. My personal list would be made up mostly of little bits and pieces that together comprise the mosaic of our New England culture. As I said, some might describe a few of them as downright odd. For instance, I believe the best example of a New England legend that's not true, could even be labeled a hoax, is the one asserting that that Boston's famed Athenaeum contains a book bound with George Washington's skin. Now, let me set the record straight on that one. It is true that the Athenaeum owns George Washington's private library. It's also true that there is a book in the Athenaeum bound with human skin. But the skin belonged to a Jamaican fellow and not the father of our country, so there. The September Yankee Magazine includes a couple of pages of bests from the original Swappers column, and they're great. But mine wasn't in there. Here's my winner. Quote, "Will Swap handmade size 5 champagne-colored wedding dress with appliqued lace and chiffon skirt as well as a 0.17 carat diamond ring for," are you ready for this, "a wood and coal-burning stove," unquote. I love the fact there are two stories between those lines, a romantic one and undoubtedly probably a pretty sad one. Speaking of the harsh realities of life, the best description of what it's like to own and operate a New England inn was said to me by a former airline hostess who, with her husband, both with stars in their eyes, had bought the Barrows House in Dorset, Vermont, 2 years before. The reality, she confessed to me, was that running an inn, quote, "is like being on an airplane that never lands," unquote. The best New England sports moment? Oh, there's so many, including Carlton Fisk's home run that beat Cincinnati in the sixth game of the 1975 World Series. Oh, gosh. Doug Flutie's Hail Mary against Miami. Ted Williams' last homer, etc., etc. But topping my list would be Mike Arruzzioni. You know, he was from Winthrop, Massachusetts. Mike Arruzzioni's winning goal against the Russians in the 1980 Olympics in Lake Placid, New York. Truly, that was a miracle moment. The best asking direction joke? So old that maybe it's not funny anymore, but well, I still like it over all the others. Seems a fellow from New York, you know, an old-time New England jokes. All tourists were New Yorkers. So, fellow from New York was traveling in Maine. He stops at a fork in the road. Seeing a farmer out in the field nearby, he shouts, "Does it matter which road I take to Portland?" The answer, "Not to me, it don't." I just don't tire of that one. I included the best way to cook lobsters in my September Yankee editorial, but while on the subject of food, let me say that the best strawberry shortcake must be made with biscuits, never cake. The best way to eat grapefruit is with maple syrup, not sugar. And at a tea party, incidentally, it's best to never ask for more tea after your first cup. Sounds greedy. Always say some tea. There are too many complicated procedures for putting on a New England clam bake to determine the best, but if you're attending a clam bake, here's the best way to proceed. It's described to me long ago by the late Joseph C. Allen, a sailor, a jack-of-all-trades from Vineyard Haven, Massachusetts. Quote, "Take off your coat, fold it up, and lay it on the grass some distance off," he told me. "A pretty fair distance," he added after a pause, "so nobody can heave their shells into it. Take your knife, fork, and spoon and lay them on top of the coat to keep them clean. Roll up your shirt sleeves high and slew your necktie around aft so it hangs down your back. Then haul up close and turn to. When you have tucked away all you can, then hunt up your knife, fork, and spoon and use them to scrape off your pants and shirt front. Your coat and tie will be clean," unquote. How about the worst of New England? Well, I'll save that subject for another column sometime soon, but I can say that the first worst that comes to mind is adding a can of tomato soup to New England clam chowder. You know, some Rhode Islanders actually do that. Using cream instead of milk is bad enough, but tomatoes? Ugh.